Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Three of us are here on time.
Yes, as Tyler said, it's now 6 o'clock and I'm... No, it's now 6:25.
We were at least here on time.
Yeah, we're trying to get this started.
I truly hope you guys were here on time. You guys live here.
That's true. So, well, you guys had, you three, have decided to maybe get something done beforehand before I have to worry about Dick or Ricardo or Rooney or anything like that.
The rejects from the team.
The person who doesn't really want to be in the Thieves Guild, but is slow, but gets along with most of the Thieves Guild leadership.
Steven will totally fall for the Thieves Guild.
Those three, yeah, pretty much the not want to be in the Thieves Guild. It's Vigilante, a dragon, and Steven.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Steven, I can understand Dick not wanting to be in the Thieves Guild because he was forced.
Yes.
But he fits so well.
Yes, he would do well in the Thieves Guild. As much as he... regret it.
So, what do you guys have interest in doing? If you guys can't think of anything, then someone will be contacting you.
What were the mini plots again? I forget.
The main plots?
Mini.
Oh. There was the body in the Civic District that might be linked to Arch. And then there was the people who are parading around as the Night Guard.
Do you want to deal with the Arch thing just because you want to go with them?
Sure.
If there are people parading around as the Night Guard, I think that's more... We should bring more dudes than us three.
Yeah. We can investigate it, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. No, we can't even investigate it.
We hire someone to investigate. We have Lawson!
He's look into this.
He's a dignified man now.
Again.
Remember, he's a dignified man.
Yeah, but it still is a... I'm going to go get captured again.
Tell me about it. So, what you guys really need to do, since you can't really ask around, is you need to talk to the body.
Alright, let me memorize the spell.
Where is the body?
That's the trick. You need to figure out who has the body, which hopefully shouldn't be too hard. Slip in and talk to the body. Oh, we're just here to say, you know, our last farewell
to Jim, the random dude number three.
Although he has been dead for a month, you guys might actually have to dig him up. Mm-hmm. Or find out if his body has been shipped off city.
Or if it's been lit on fire, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a mouse still, so let's hope it's not lit on fire.
Yeah.
I'll sit here for now since no one is here.
Yeah. Okay. So, after doing some quick using of minions to gather information.
You find information for us.
Tell us who had this dude.
After a little while, some of the mini mooks will walk up and go, "So, bosses, I was asking around about that guy who got murdered because you guys want to know this."
Oh, I have no idea.
"And I found out that his body was cremated, but his head was and organs were kept at the Temple of Halo Storm Shadow for research."
Good boy.
Interesting.
Thanks.
Good boy. Here's a cookie.
I got cookie points from the bosses. See, yeah.
Like, all the minions are like, "They're the boss."
No, why do we change?
Oh, yes. I'm the boss.
And they look at the Thieves Guild Master and just go, "I am not worthy."
And you're like, "Who the hell are these guys?"
The low-level mooks sit there and worship the master of the Thieves Guild. The rest of us, a lot of the other of us, just kind of sit there and go like, "Really?
You're kind of a dick."
Just a little. Ron Orr's lead a neutral evil organization that's trying to kill you constantly.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's also got to play the part and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Do I have fifth-level spells? Or is that like 14 or something?
Yours, I think, are every three,
I think.
Let me see. Where's the book?
I've got one right here.
I have two monster manuals.
You're looking for level bards, get fifth level spells.
Is bestiary down here? Would that help?
I would
gain
a level.
If we're converting to Pathfinder.
Yeah, if we're converting to Pathfinder, I gain a level.
You get fifth level spells at 13 if you have the appropriate
Promise.
Why?
We should convert to Pathfinder.
I wouldn't mind that.
Is there an extra potential?
If we do that, it should be on an off day.
Here.
Yeah, not right in the middle of game.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we would be starting at like 8:30.
Alright.
First, I have to level a bard. 13 levels in a new system.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Although they have made bards far more badass. Yeah. I still love it. Level 20. You can cause someone to either be so sad or so happy that they die.
That was kind of funny.
Anywho. If you guys want to talk about a system that centers around players being epic.
Let's see. The thing gave me an extra spell for first, second, third. I just got a 20 charisma, so that bumps that up to 3 now for first level.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have 3 bonus spells. I can cast 8 first level spells.
Nice.
Congratulations.
I can stab you in the face.
No, wait.
No, I refuse to allow you to stab with a greatsword.
Well, in Persona 3, I'm slashing with a rapier.
They also did it in Neverwinter Nights where you also, you know, stab with a greatsword. My favorite is when you stab with a great axe. Or a dire flail. Okay. So.
Bit of Benny if you want to stab me.
You guys now have a bit of information that his corpse, the remainder of his corpse, located in the Temple of Halo Storm Shadow.
Okay, since we got the 3 people who can actually enter the Temple District.
There'll be no complaints today.
Well, Rooney can enter, but. Okay. So. To the Temple District!
Ta-da! As you guys are getting near the Temple District.
Okay, since you want cure, I'll memorize that instead.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay,
no,
I will keep poison then.
Okay.
Because I enjoy poison.
Honestly, my HP increases have been decreasing because I've been taking rogue levels.
Standing outside with a small crowd of maybe about half a dozen people, you guys see a doomsayer.
standing up on his little box, and they're screaming at the public, saying, "The end is nigh!" Gathered around her is a couple in their early 20s, a dwarf, a gnome, an elf, and this semi-freaky-looking guy with white hair and a black robe.
PHP. I was trying not to interrupt Andre.
Okay. And of course, you know, the guy up on the stand is, of course, got a... maybe in his 50s.
So this guy's
definitely crazed looking.
Like bothering people, basically. What he's
doing. Well, right outside the temple district, he's being a doomsayer. Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So this is something you guys notice on the way in. Whether you choose to do something or, about it or not, completely up to you.
Does he seem to be...
I could go heckle the doomsayer. Should we go heckle the doomsayer?
Can I snipe him?
Does
it is technically possible.
Besides doomsaying, you know, does he look like he may move to do something other than doomsaying?
No. Although, let's see. He will point at one of you three randomly. You are doomed!
Hold up.
Hold up the talker clock.
I get out a box, put next to him. Hand up on it. And I will, what will be the word for it? I will do a hymn of hope. To pull from the World of Warcraft.
Oh, I was going to cast Doom on everyone. But
you begin in there singing, you know, this is our chance to be saved.
I cast Remove Fear on
go to Radaborn. Shall you be saved?
Alright, so let's see what the heckler does.
I'll look like a human so people don't go like, that's the kind of thing.
He begins, he's not anything physical, but he begins doing the Fred Phelps type of thing directly in your face, screaming while you're trying to concentrate. Go ahead and give me a perform check, because you don't use concentration anymore.
Indeed.
That is the most useful feat for a bard ever.
Hold up.
I'll probably make it like a 20, but I'm pretty sure you still make it with a 2.
Yeah, I made it, and on top of that, it's 25.
Nice.
26, I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
It's 25 because I'm not putting ranks in this level.
And most of us sit there and look at you who've seen your performances where it's like, wow, she's off her game today.
That was a performance. That was a concentration.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying they're constrained. You'll notice that the older man with the white hair, as I said, is looking a bit irritated. He's actually beginning to glare mainly at the doomsayer, not necessarily Tyler.
What older man?
The older man in the crowd with the white hair and the black robes.
Oh.
He's actually beginning to glare at the doomsayer.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Oh, start a riot against the doomsayer. There's just one guy's getting irritated at him.
Yeah. All the other ones are just kind of like, meh.
No, I expected you to show up earlier, actually.
Something like this.
No.
How annoying is this?
Stop by
thing,
early
sir?
And help me clean.
Fairly.
If I got off of work, I would have.
Okay.
Would it be possible to convince him to go
cut
elsewhere?
My hair?
I will fascinate that guy that's getting irritated.
No, I am so freaking.
You fail.
Aww.
You begin kind of fascinating him. And after a while, you know, the doomsayer, he's literally like throwing spittle in your face. And the guy in the crowd's just like, "You're pissing me off." The doomsayer turns to him and he's about to start screaming doom. And the guy lifts his hands into the sky, and three lightning bolts strike the doomsayer next to you, frying him.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to do anyways.
Whoa.
God, you annoy me!
What's going on?
Is he a priest?
Doomsayer outside the temple district.
I'll look over you. Is he a priest?
Go ahead and give me an knowledge religion.
Because that seems like something they would do. From what little I know of them.
Sorry, I walked in.
Knowledge religion.
27.
27? That's not a cleric.
No!
That is.
That is,
Halo Storm Shadow.
Halo Storm Shadow. Let's move along now.
Doomsayers piss me off. And he kind of begins walking away.
No, quite the opposite.
No, we didn't act with him, really.
I was like, hey, that person can piss off this guy. I'm going to fascinate him to beat him up.
It didn't work.
It didn't work because he's a god.
Okay, since he's a lesser deity, right?
No, he's one of the prime deities of the
So he gets natural 20s whenever he chooses to?
Basically.
No, he gets natural 20s whenever he chooses to in the city.
The people are kind of like, holy shit! Right. Well, guess you pissed off the wrong gods.
Guess the doom isn't coming, huh?
They throw a few silvers at you.
Hey,
orphan!
Yay!
You're feeding the orphans again?
It's just silver pieces.
I don't want to have to carry that weight around.
Oh, sheesh.
Normally that would give you good points, but the intention for why you're getting the silver...
It's dirt coins. I don't need those dirty...
Okay. Ew, copper!
Alright, so you guys continue off to the temple.
Well...
Steven, what we're doing is going into Temple District, so kind of excluded. But we're going to go find the body of the guy who got killed and see if it was Arts that killed him.
Oh.
We can pick you up after we're done.
Yeah, I kind of can't go in there anyways.
Yeah,
that's why we weren't really annoyed. The majority of the group who isn't here cannot enter the Temple District.
And the other person who isn't here, who's in the group,
wouldn't care. Ew.
Well, this is the cup I used earlier, so I'm kind
of
curious what it is.
Got pepper.
You guys walk up to the large white marble. It's actually, got black marble, but you know how marble has those little veins that run through it? Those are actually white, so it kind of looks like lightning's all over the place.
Sweet.
Steven, would you like Trisket and pimento?
No, right now.
Up walks a priest, not an initiate, an actual priest, clad in, of course, chainmail. Shock white hair that has been greased back, basically. And he says, let's see, personality quirk.
How does he view a human, a cleric of another deity, and an elf?
Is there a DMG here that I could quickly steal?
What?
Right there.
Boom. Thank you.
I do love random
personality. Personality quirk. Hates women.
Oh, suck.
You're all screwed.
An incredibly tall priest clad in chainmail.
Welcome to the Temple of Halo Storm Shadow, God of Wind, Rain, and Power.
Yes.
How may we be of service?
Let's see.
What was his name?
I already had a fourth of Morvan for the other students.
Let's see. I'm going to go somewhat like inspect. No, that's not right.
Probably tomorrow or sometime. I don't work this weekend, so.
Ooh. I'll just go ahead and bullshit that. I just say, we are here to... What is his name? Do you remember the guy's name before I do this?
I'll start blathering.
Blah, 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 blah.
Where's Jim Kings?
I started with an M behind Tyler.
We're here to inspect Marcus? M's face.
I think it was Marcus.
For...
You could say he has a special...
Distraction.
Eyeball or something.
Official government purposes, guys.
Yeah, sure.
No, if you see a deputy, I will punch you.
Our government! Deputorial reasons.
Because then I'd have to be my title and so on.
See, if I could go in the Temple District, I
could... I'll just go to a different one. We're, you know, fuck it. We're here to speak with the head you have in your employ. We would like access to it.
Give me diplomacy.
That's a better skill for me anyway. So yeah, we're here to do this. Can we do it?
Sure! You can cross your head. Got it.
10. How average of me.
What's your diplomacy?
Plus ridiculous.
36.
Holy crap! Plus 36?
No.
That was what
I'm like...
He's had quite a few visitors. Please, come.
As we go along, I will see.
He doesn't. He actually doesn't walk creepily or anything like that. He actually walks fairly boldly.
How bold of him!
Rather than slinking along like you guys might think,
like what we are used to.
Like,
see, wait, why isn't he ducking? Well, not the shadows.
We have a nice wall in front of us now.
Do you remember what skill points per level the Lyric Thaumaturge gets?
No. It's either 4 or 6.
Just go 5.
The rogue is... Or no.
It's not a rogue thing. So.
Yeah. Bard is 4, sorcerer is 6.
No, Bard is 6.
Bard is 6. Sorcerer is 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casters have very low skills.
They don't need skills. You know, despite the fact that wizards get every knowledge.
Exactly.
You're supposed to have high intelligence. You're just going to be a brief thing.
That's why in Pathfinder, you put one rank in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Plus four.
He takes you guys down, actually, into... He takes you directly down into the laboratories. Usually you figure this area is fairly off-limits.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll see that, you know, they're sitting there kind of experimenting with a few volunteers.
You think they're volunteers?
And he takes you down to the volunteer hotel area and points you out to the cell where you will see literally like a few jars of innards and a skull sitting on a bed.
Would that be a skull?
Yes.
Thank you. Alright, do your magic.
Before I start casting, what type of questions do you want?
Who killed him?
Why?
About him.
Any idea why?
Any idea where?
Why did you...
Where who, what, when, someone? Where, why?
And how?
Sure, if they have extra questions.
Okay. And how many questions can you ask?
Speak with Dick?
Mm-hmm.
You've got the PHB. Please, John.
Well, you don't make you when you're in the forehead.
One question per two caster levels.
So, 1, 3, 5, 7.
4 questions. Who, what, where, when? Caster,
do you really
why,
need,
how?
Do you really need to know when?
No.
That's in the news.
Who, what, when, no, who, what, where, and
hey,
why.
No, not even where. If you cleverly word the question, you can get 2 and 1.
Yeah, but that's... Cleverness isn't my...
It's 4.
Best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, best. Andre, just so you're aware, in case this happens, if the course has been subject to speak with dead within the past week, the new spell fails.
Okay.
Thanks, Steven.
You're welcome.
I cast it.
Okay. It works.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll notice that kind of just for cinematics, that his face will kind of float out of the skull. He, of course, looks fairly distraught and kind of like.
Looks sad. Yay for dead people.
Hey, you obviously wasn't at the party, God's place.
Yeah, quite so.
Greetings, Marcus. We have a few questions.
Who doesn't?
Yes, we've heard that a few people have come visit you lately.
Uh-huh.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, we're looking for the one who killed you.
You and the police.
Okay. Well, first of all, do you know... Do you know who killed you?
Yes.
Yes, it was a yes or no question that day.
What? You can ask questions, it's just he can answer however he wants. And he can give partially correct answers, or just partial answers.
Yeah, I know who killed me. Well, kinda.
I think I know who killed me.
I've seen him around before.
He can't learn anything. He can't even remember being questioned.
At least if he comes back.
No, specifically the corpse, however, cannot learn any new information. Indeed, it can't even remember being questioned.
Yes, if it comes back, that's the only thing that matters.
Or if someone else...
Suppose the second question is... I described him Arch, if that was him.
Get rid of speak with him.
Hey, yeah, that was that creepy guy who was following me around.
Okay, it says this spell does not work on anyone who has become...
Could you please tell us where the crime occurred?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was behind the... yeah, that's number 3. It was behind the Sword and Mace Tavern.
Okay. Could you tell us why, if you know?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't do anything to him.
I do remember. Alright, that was the point.
The head kind of sinks back in the skull.
I could cast it again if you guys have any raging questions that suddenly fill your mind.
Well, we can't do that for another week.
Yeah.
After what, a week?
It's true.
Or if somebody animates him as dead, you won't ever be able to do it again.
Still cursed! No! I cursed this goal, huh?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Okay.
Where's Al going?
The bathroom.
Well, we know
he just
who...
did it in a very odd way.
No, he's having stomach issues.
Sure. We know who it was and where it happened. Now let's see if we can get access to the location.
I'm certain we can, as our status in the government.
Yes.
I didn't say
what
it.
Was Radovan's?
I know you didn't say it, but I didn't punch
priest's
you.
Priest's name?
Arwen? You guys actually will notice a small temple over
well,
off on the side.
I'm not over there. I sent a messenger to him to see if he has little spells to heal me.
It was a decent size, Andre, remember?
Yeah, it was a good size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. You invested a lot of money.
But you said it would make it bigger.
I said a decent size.
Mm. Yes, but right now it's still getting built, so it's still small.
It's been getting built for the past 3 or 4 months now.
It's still small.
He'll tell you, yes, come on over to the Temple District.
I'll offer to buy him a drink at a tavern instead.
The little messenger boy running back and forth.
Yeah, this guy's making a ton of money.
He's too busy to leave the temple.
Try it, Steven. Why the hell not?
Okay, what would happen if I do go into the Temple District?
Oh. Very bad things.
Like, smiting...
Oh, yeah.
I would just like disintegrate upon touching it.
Mm-hmm.
You should totally go.
For when it went to...
Roll sense motive. See if she's telling the truth.
Yeah, I got a 30.
Did you get a 30? Why would she lie to you?
I got a... She's a devil!
Why wouldn't she lie to you?
Not lie, hide the truth.
Oh, yes.
True, Steven.
What? It would not be pleasant.
But I have 50 hit points that I have to get healed by a 5th level spell or higher.
I'm sure we can find you a cultist somewhere who can heal you. A cult leader.
Where?
I don't know, I'd have to go find one. I'm sure there's plenty of devil cults here.
Well, if you can find someone who can cast a 5th level spell to heal me, not harm me.
I don't want to harm you, dear.
Then I can take that route. Then I can kill the cult leader and claim it for myself.
Yeah, you're thinking the right way, Stephen.
Good boy.
I'll get my own little cult following, bring it to the Thieves Guild.
The cult of Dick.
Yeah.
The Dick cult.
Everyone worship the Dick.
Okay. Well, so, that you guys have talked with the skull.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan now?
We want to head over to, the murder location.
Okay. Since it has been over a month, you'll notice that the scene has been cleaned at this point. It was right next to a business.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They don't really, you know, leave the blood stains there for
a
month.
I didn't realize it was a month.
Mm.
Yeah. Quite a long time ago.
A long, long time ago. Kind of far, far away. There was a poor man who got stabbed.
Yeah, poor guy. Okay. Well, just by looking around the area, can I try and assess how the crime happened?
Sure.
Like, Art came from that corner over there, and he was taking a piss over here, walked up, stabbed in the heart twice.
Give me a...
That'd be like an epic level track skill.
Well, I won't say necessarily track. If I were to do it, or if I knew Arch, this is how he would... Give me a sense motive. That's about the closest thing I could think of, because you're getting a
dice.
You're trying to get into the thought process of Arch.
Yes, without knowing the victim, though, that makes it almost impossible.
26.
26? Okay, looking at the scene the way it is, you're guessing that Arch actually was probably following him, probably outside the tavern.
Mm-hmm. You did mention
that. Because there aren't any good nooks to hide behind. No one can see this area, but there's no place to really hide effectively. Because in the Civic District, the entire area is under the effects of continual daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's completely... It's daylight all the time.
Suck for Blood Eyes.
If he spends any time up here.
He's now.
So, it's continual daylight because this is the Civic District. People don't live here anyway. So, of course, that means there are no shadows. So Arch wouldn't necessarily... He'd probably have been following him. Because the only other choice was is he pulled Ricardo and jumped from the... You know.
It's possible.
Thinking of Arch... Arch never was one for subtlety, so he probably didn't try and hide the body.
Probably not.
He probably just would have removed any evidence of himself.
And then, which way would he have headed?
You imagine probably directly out of the Civic Gate. Okay.
So I'm figuring, if people saw him following this guy, he probably would have gone the other direction.
He probably head to the gate.
He doesn't hide.
The only other choice is, Kitty, that he either hit the sewers, or he jumped into the river.
Okay. She is Archie, could have. I don't think this is my D8.
Could be mine.
I do not recognize it.
I still need to find my dice back. Somewhere.
So that's where you can... Getting into the head of Arch, that's what you would guess.
Well, they're out doing all this
he
stuff.
He may actually have gone through the sewers, because if he's working for Bart, he'd probably give him some defenses down there or something.
I'm going to do some gathering information to see if I can't find a cult leader who's high enough level to heal me.
Huh? It'll actually be a DC 30. And he will still need 3 successful checks.
Ooh. And what district... Well, starting...
Copper.
In copper?
Copper.
So gold gives me +4 there?
Yes.
That means I get 3.
Okay. It costs you 11 gold pieces.
Any pencil piece.
There are no cult leaders of... 5th level spells or higher here. The last one was Maria Steelheart.
Killed? No.
Turned over. You will also find that there are no more cult leaders in town.
In Hopper at all?
In New Hope of 9th level or higher.
So I'm not going to get healed by a cult leader.
Not of New Hope.
If there are... They're good enough that no one knows that they're a cult leader.
Which means they don't have a cult right now, which means they're not really a cult leader, are they? Which, I mean, cults do that at times, going, oh, crap, see the pain, all of you guys go commit suicide, I'm going to wait a couple of months. Dang it. So much for throwing a cult, getting my own following.
As I said, 9th level is fairly powerful.
Yes.
You guys have just
passed. Oh yeah, no, I agree. 9th level is quite a powerful level.
You can probably hold off a small orc wah by yourself at 9th level. You can fight 2 trolls on equal... No. That'd be a CR7. You can fight 4 trolls, supposedly, and have a 50-50 chance of winning. In Pathfinder, actually, they did nerf trolls to where they actually are CR5. Thank goodness.
Even if I played a druid again, I couldn't use a troll as my main combat form?
Nope. Because they're actually now on par with other CR5s. As opposed to a 3.5, they're a CR5.
You have fire?
They're a CR5.
No. You have acid? No. Well, you're fucked.
No, that's still the same way it is. It's just they don't do nearly the amount of damage.
Yeah. Alright, well, scratch that. What level spells can you cast?
4.
If I get a 5th level scroll, you should be able to cast without any issues.
Yep, that's order from the Temple District.
How much does a 5th level scroll cost?
1,125.
Hobioli! 11.5.
Hold on, let's go ahead and pause really quick.
Yes.
Okay, so, sorry.
I can't afford
the dolls. You can't afford. You could always try going into the Temple District and standing on the edge of it and yelling for Arwen.
Arwen, come here!
Please!
Still trying to get that damage healed.
Yes!
A 5th level scroll is like 1,100 gold.
Mm-hmm. Sucks to be damned, huh?
I blame my wife. She marked me for this.
You should.
Actually, technically, somebody else. And they still haven't revealed their identity about who put the freaking tattoo on it.
Steven, you have no one to blame but yourself.
It's true.
What, because I slept with a woman, didn't know she was a devil?
Yeah.
Literally. She was a devil in bed.
And then when you found out, you continued staying with her.
You can't get away from somebody who can teleport, telepathic connection, and plane shift.
You're just not trying hard enough.
You're D4.
Yeah, I'm D4.
You don't have a
D4. Alright, well...
Didn't there used to be M&M's in those?
Yes.
I'm gonna go to the edge of the Temple District.
Okay.
And you'll over the edge.
When you look at the Temple District, there's actually a small, like, box, and there's cinders on top of it.
What? What is that for?
Okay, Andre.
Something they noticed.
Can I steal some of your guys?
Only if you pay me. Fine, I'll take it.
Well, I'm just saying, you should get one extra because Laura's here.
I hate you.
Bennies are used to re-roll bad dice rolls, so what that means is it helps me kill them. Thank you. Amanda.
Wait, so they didn't find out what the box of cinders was?
No, we know exactly.
We know exactly what it is.
The three of us know what it is.
Because we started at 6:20.
Thanks a lot.
Well, as I said, I'm trying to get this game started at 6.
I don't get off of work till 6.
So I'm trying to, actually get back up what I'm doing as opposed to just sitting here and whining at you guys. Show up! So I'm actually, doing something about it. Anywho.
I don't have an excuse.
You lean over.
Lean over. Anything happen?
No.
I step over. No giant alarms, lightning storms.
No.
I walk towards the Temple of Battleborn. Kind of really tentatively, you're getting ready to bolt back to the edge of this series.
People are looking at you kind of funny as you're doing the...
I look at them, I'm healing.
As you're walking along, you actually hear a man behind you go, "Ah, Dick!"
I turn around, draw my weapons.
You'll see a friendly, jovial-looking man wearing fairly simple clothes. His hair's kind of combed back and pulled into a ponytail, and he's kind of got this light beard on. It's like, "Oh, hello, Dick."
What'd you call me?
And you are?
Nice to meet you. My name's Katorn.
I put one weapon away and shake his hand. Should I know you?
No, you don't really pay attention to us.
Torn her apart, dude.
Does any chance his motive catch that?
That's kind of an open hand palm slap.
Yeah, okay. Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Temple District. First time in a while, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Radamore's Temple, get healing, and get out. I have a feeling that some eyes are watching me.
Well, yes. Usually I like to at least keep an eye out for your type of folk.
And?
Just letting you know that...
Well, is there anything I can do to be of help for you today? Because I seem to be distracting you on your daily... What you do today.
No one's in need right now. Well, other than you.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, both physically and spiritually.
Doing just fine. Well.
No, you're not.
I'm doing all right.
You're getting dragged down faster than, you know, a prostitute into drugs.
Do you ever get prostitute drugs?
No, I try and break that habit.
I guess in the given information, it's kind of funny to watch sometimes.
Wow. I bet. I bet.
Who you're talking to, Steven, just an FYI.
Steven does. He doesn't know.
So, I'll come along with you. Follow you around if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You got my day.
Yeah. I feel kind of special. I'm not even a cleric. I don't want to cast... Well, I guess technically I do cast divine spells since I'm a ranger.
Yeah, you pull them from... I don't know. I'm not a druid.
Well, we are still on Earth, but it's just in the air Earth, so I have, like, all the elements in one.
What about
but
fire?
I'm a ranger. I'm an urban ranger, so I don't know how that works.
Hey, maybe the city itself has some level of, you know, spirit and element to it. Of course, I get into arguments with druidic gods about this all the time.
I could dig that. Of course, right now, though, with how the city is, I consider it quite an evil spirit.
Hmm, yeah.
I'm not coming from you. Is there any surprise that it's granting you power, Steven?
he's been slowly walking closer and closer to the dark side.
My started out was neutral. You know, if I did something bad, I'd do something good to counteract. I'm just chaotic. But then, when we went down to the surface, we're in a giant floating city. We went down to the surface one time, I decided to have a little party and had sex with some random woman and was just going to leave them in the morning. Like, is their culture anyways? I mean, why not? Come to find out, this woman had telepathy. Why? She was a devil. Literally. Needless to say, it's been affecting my alignment a little bit ever since.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's affecting your alignment.
Alright, so what should I call you now?
Just call me Kit.
Alright, Kit. I'm still going to go visit my buddy in the Temple of
Rathbone. Arwen? Great guy. I really like him.
Yeah. What was up with the box by the border?
Halo got angry. There was a Doomsayer. Doomsayer?
Oh, not Doomsayer. Halo is...
Halo Storm Shadow, god of thunder,
oh.
Storms. And he doesn't like Doomsayers. They piss him off.
He's not a very happy person overall, is he?
No. It's not that he's not a happy person. It's that he takes a very direct approach to solving problems.
He sounds like my kind of god.
And he lets you know very quickly when you have provoked his displeasure.
By turning people into cinders?
Apparently he started, you know, spitting at one of the chicks he likes in town.
So he's a pimp god? So he's like a pimp god or something?
No, not really. If you're looking for a pimp, the closest thing we got is Jasmine. Or
yeah,
the prince.
Yeah, I kind of miss being able to go to her temple.
Right over there.
Yeah, but I was kind of informed by coming here, I'd be like...
Who told you that?
Somebody I don't necessarily always trust, but at the same time, she tends to know a little bit more about these things than I do.
See, if someone else had shown up, they might have very well blown you up. But since they see that I'm here now, they're of course going to... Stay off.
Back off, my sir.
So, let's go in and see Arwen.
Okay. I go over to Arwen.
Oh, hello!
I think he recognizes you.
Okay.
Arwen, you said you're really busy, but could you
have some
healing there?
I can lay some healing on you. Awkward.
I'm walking into the god and ask a cleric for healing.
You could just ask the god for healing. Oh, you just talk to the cleric.
I don't know this guy. Trust him.
You'll heal a total of 53.
Okay, that gets me.
Dang.
I had 50 points exactly of unhealable damage.
Unhealable by our healers.
Yes. Well, anything I can do to help you out here?
No, I have a whole flock of converts.
Oh, wow. You've prospered quite a bit. You saw Ricardo coming in and teaching every, Thursday you had it, or...?
He tries sometimes. Well, for the past month he hasn't shown up, but...
Yeah, we were kind of leading the orc wall. That was a lot of fun. I was walking around in my pinch truck.
You know, for a while, that would have surprised me.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Well, do you need help? And you're like, no, no, I'm just following Dick around today.
I don't know why.
Have you been a bad person recently?
Yeah. So, you want to go get a booze? I got some Dragon's Fire left.
That's too watered down for me.
What do you drink?
I'd show you, but your head would explode. Although, one of my favorite places to still get mortal beer is down in Copper.
Where?
Known as Burt's Tavern.
That's our tavern.
That's our tavern.
Fantastic place.
I know where that is. Is that now in your little walled community?
Yes.
The safest place in Copper.
We might be able to get in, and if they don't let us in the normal way, we'll just sneak in anyways.
No, they'll let us in. Right. You don't always have to sneak around.
But it's a lot of fun.
Not really. I mean, I've noticed, you know, a few times when you guys were just sitting there itching to get into the fight.
Yeah. It tends to happen when we have Tana.
And there are certain times where you were certainly more than eager to jump in, too.
Yeah.
You were kind of hoping that Tana would. So, let's go get a beer.
Brotherhood.
Let's go get a beer.
Alright, I go get a booze with Don.
So you guys head off to go get a beer.
Sir, do you know who did this on my neck?
That? Oh. It's a fake.
So, what?
It's a counterfeit.
How? What? See, I'm kind of new on this whole plane thing.
Okay.
I went to hell once, though.
Here's the thing. Usually when people figure they're damned anyway, they start to do whatever they want. Nothing's going to save them anyway. And so, by using reverse psychology, they actually damn themselves.
Yeah.
So they prove the mark to be true rather than the mark being true. See how that works?
So you're saying that my wife counterfeited this on me to make...
You're saying she's manipulating you. Oh my god.
But she said
no,
she
it wasn't her.
Herself.
It wasn't her. I don't know who it was, but it wasn't her.
Do you know this handsome person that's supposed to be walking around this town?
Oh, he is so annoying.
Alright, well.
He was killed recently, so the only thing he can ever do is astral appear here.
Oh, cool.
For a while.
Oh, I wonder where the rest of my group is. Normally they've found me by now saying, help, help, we need to talk to somebody.
They're off doing their own thing. I made sure that they got the information that they needed.
Yeah.
So, let's go get that beer. Speaking of which, back to the U3.
Did you go hang out in my
little sanctuary? I feel like my life is controlled.
It's not controlling. We prefer to call it a plan.
You need something different from normal. Your life's just being controlled from the opposite end of the alignment spectrum now.
I know. It's strange.
So, what are you going to do at this point? You guys have now investigated the scene.
I suppose I can... Where's the new...
Again?
Where the guy was killed?
Oh, we're investigating the thing on the NHM.
Remind me
what
we found out again, Jessica.
Basically, just the area that where the guy was killed. We figured Archie kind
of
walked up and stabbed him.
His
three escape routes was either to run through the gates, go through the sewers, or take the river.
Okay.
So I wanted to see where the nearest sewer gate is. Is it?
Ryan, I'm failing my spot check. Do you want to help
me? It's fairly
near. Hey, I succeeded. Thanks for helping me.
You're welcome.
It's fairly near. Maybe about 5 minutes long.
I sent you brainwaves. Yes. There's another one right
I'm just going to peek down here. Keys, see if I can find anything within the
see,
few meters.
The spot check.
Yes. Oh, wait.
As you poke your head down, you see a swarm of hobos.
Got the hobos?
No, just hobos in general.
Hey, have you guys seen a guy of this description from last month? I jiggled some coins.
Oh yeah, we saw him.
Did he pass through here recently? Or a month ago?
I think so.
Did you see a guy of this description? They all look away.
My memory a little bit, it's a bit fuzzy.
That's why I haven't shown anything. I'm just jingling a purse as I'm hanging on the ladder.
Oh, yeah. We saw him. He came through here. He came by earlier this week, too.
Oh. Does he talk to you guys, or just kind of walk on by?
He doesn't like talking to us.
Okay. Can you point me in the direction, possibly the hole he took?
He popped out near the Wizard College.
Why would he be going there?
Were we at the Wizard College about a week ago?
No.
We were there about a month ago.
I don't think we were.
How many
other
are there?
There's about eight of them or so.
Okay. This isn't Silver District? Is that where we are?
No, this isn't Gold.
Oh, this isn't Gold District?
This is still in the Civic District.
Okay. I was trying to remember where the Civic District was. Okay. I'll give them each two gold and call it good.
Oh, no. No thanks. We're sewer druids. Forsake all that stuff up there. Prefer to live more naturally.
Oh!
You see them? And you look closer through the shadows, you see they're actually all sitting there naked.
Well, I'm sorry.
Mushroom? Naturalists.
Yeah, sure. Well, mushroom's tasty.
Eat it.
Yeah.
You have plus two strength for the next hour.
Nice.
Is there a goblin druid down here as well? The one that gave us the anti-itch stuff? Like, remember, no. Try this.
Okay.
He was just curious what would happen.
And you imagine drinking like an energy drink as well. That's about how you feel as well.
Okay. Alright, he popped over by the Wizard College.
Alright, are we going over there then?
Yeah.
She ate a mushroom and now she's hyper.
It's hyper shroom.
Wait, was it white on the bottom, red on the top with white spots?
No, she's nothing. Yeah, it was kind of black with red eyes glaring at.
Oh, you're gonna die in the
middle. Alright. So you guys head over to Wizards?
Yeah.
Sure.
Good idea.
I'm just trying to see how big your fortress is at this point.
Yeah.
I still capped out at 44 dwarves.
41. Nice. I spent an hour and a half last night working through my spreadsheet of dwarves and all the jobs
open. Okay. Well, you guys walk over to the Wizard's College. There are the two spell swords that are still staying there. Like, got an appointment?
No, actually, we're actually looking for someone who might have come past this direction. He was
we're investigating this a bit further.
We're investigating murder. Is it a
wizard? No, but he sneaks very well. Do you think he might be in this area trying to get someone else?
Which professor do you think he's after?
Do you know? Where would he have come out at?
About 100 yards that way.
Not certain yet.
We're investigating.
Have you seen someone over here?
I?
No, just really energized.
I'm pumped!
It just takes some shrooms.
I'm not high, I just ate a shroom. It's cool.
Okay.
So, have you seen a person of this description?
No.
Right. Let's go look over there.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a survival.
Are all of us with them?
No.
Okay. Yeah, only those three actually went.
You don't want to use my plus 0.
They went to the Temple District and did some investigation, which I didn't think I could go there. I had a god protect me. And if he goes into other temples,
I got a 20.
Him go.
Nice.
So that assists you too. A 20.
Yeah, you got a 20.
Yep, someone recently came by here.
Can't really tell where they went, can we?
You don't have track.
I was about to say, is there a nice smear of clean sewer?
There's enough fresh tracks.
Too bad you're not Tala.
No, I don't. I only have plus 7.
Channel Tala.
Yeah, you could track him by scent.
I suppose you can try and ask around. Is there any, like, buildings are, like, right next to this.
Go find those sewer druids. Maybe they can follow them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not here, person.
Yeah.
Ninja.
Sure, I'll go do that. Did you use your cloak?
Yeah.
The cloak that I gave to Mark.
I see if it's still there.
Yeah.
Greater turn on
Andre, you keep role-playing.
Oh, hi again.
Hi.
I'm sorry to bother you again, but could we actually acquire one of you guys' assistants?
Yeah,
census.
Sure. Well, I'm kind of walks along, and they are wearing stuff that they probably did scavenge in the sewers, but what you will notice, it's actually effectively hide armor.
Yeah. Nice. Effectively. Okay. So they keep him here. Now we're just trying to find where he went.
Oh, that's easy. You'll see that he'll pop up right here, and this is where he changed shape, because it went from boot on the rung to little birdie foot. See the little birdie foot that's covered in mud? And then little birdie foot on that windowsill.
Huh. You can try and figure out where that is.
Don't know.
Maybe some.
Have fun.
Hey, thank you. Is it actually on the college, or is it?
It turned into a
college.
Okay.
Called yourself.
Okay.
Outside the college or not?
Outside the college.
It's a windowsill on, like, the college, going inside.
That window.
Do I know where that is?
Dormitories. All those student dormitories.
Ooh, Archie's getting kinky.
He might be trying to either kill a student or, you know, he's just bored.
It could be the same thing.
As a
what?
It could be the same thing.
Oh, wait.
But he's inside now, at least.
Possibly.
No.
So, can you get us
They're
inside?
They're investigating the one that was stabbed in the heart.
Okay. Yes.
If you want to, investigate the other one.
My
yeah, no information. Check their house in case you need some trouble.
That's true.
Hi, Miss Ophiria.
Hello, random student. Who I don't remember her name because my wisdom's a 10.
Hi!
Billy!
Look at that!
I don't remember. My role is really good, so. Hey, how's it going? What's going on?
How was that project?
You head into the dormitory.
Wait,
dormitory.
The project? Yeah, they were good.
I'm not a student.
Yes, I know, but you're saying that to them.
The project. Yeah, it's going great.
It's due tomorrow.
Oh, did I have to tell you guys?
You guys will eventually track down through the dormitories. Probably take about an hour or so just to get through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a bird.
You guys will eventually find a room with a dead student shanked through the heart, and his body is now bloated.
He was dead a while ago.
Actually, this looks fairly fresh.
Is it like poison?
Or the kid's just back.
Make a heal check.
Or disease.
It's a 25.
Disease is much better terminal.
Diseased.
That was 10 way back.
Looking at him, he is definitely of Runmorian origin.
This wasn't the Runmorian immigrant, was it?
It might be another one.
I better not be targeting Runmorians, because I'm screwed.
This is what I was talking about.
Is all that?
Oh. Oops. You're taking that no one knows about this yet.
Can I make a notice check to notice anything interesting around
sure.
the place in the room?
This, and then I gave them nicknames so they're out of the job.
Actually, you have search?
Because it makes
me It's not quite as good, but yes.
Go ahead and give me a roll.
Okay. I only have a plus 12 instead of a plus 18. Yeah.
Damn.
28.
You'll notice that a small rose was left with him.
This is as close to a calling card, which is not normal arch, other than the two stabs to the heart, which there were two stabs to the heart.
So it's arch.
Any ideas?
Rose.
Any ideas?
Knowledge nature!
Do I know anything about this rose? Any rumors or anything?
Is it native?
Sure. Go ahead and give me a bardic knowledge.
Is it native to the city?
There's an assassin that works, you know, on his
Can
own.
Can I make a Sylvanian elf check?
No. This has nothing to do with being a hippie.
Flower power, man.
Knowledge history.
This rose was used as a symbol for the royal house of blah, blah,
36. In fact, you have heard of these because you got a ridiculously high number. These are roses that were grown on an estate in Runmore. These are known as the clandestine roses.
As Andre pulls stuff out of his butt.
Surrounding that was near a keep that was inhabited by a vampire. Although, you hear that in the past decade or so that the vampire was actually killed.
Okay, I'll tell you guys that.
Okay.
Singing?
But they only ended up now.
Wait.
My name was actually
ordered.
Oh, that's true.
No, it wouldn't.
Ooh, rousing.
So, that, yeah.
Wait, usually?
These are Runmorian, and the fact that they're basically like miniature does signify that it comes from this keep, because no one else grows miniature roses.
Is the only vampire we know about in Runmore is the chick's father?
That's the biggest vampire in the area.
Okay, but there are smaller ones. Okay.
There are always smaller vampires.
I was making sure it wasn't him. I'm like, holy shit, someone killed him?
Someone killed a big vampire.
And then there's an assassin. Oh, shit. Okay.
Well?
Did he go out the window or did he go out the front door?
You see little birdie tracks on the windowsill.
Can I at least identify which way they're facing?
There's two facing in and then two facing out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we lost him at this point.
As I said, it took about an hour, because it is a fairly substantial area. And like in Wizard Culture, the way you get into the, quote, student dormitories is you stand at the wall and go, whose room is this? So of course, Zafiri has to do a bit of finagling to be able to get in and go, nope, this isn't it.
Going, whoa, okay guys.
I'm Mark.
I'm Carol.
I'm Mags. Join us May 18th as we celebrate our 2-year anniversary.
5-year
anniversary.
Yes, it's been 3 years.
5 years
since All Games Concerned began.
Watch agcpodcast.info for more information for our 5th anniversary show. Live via Ustream at 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, May 18th, 2010.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.